Welcome to Ara Ara Arby's. Are you ready to order yet, sir? Oh, it's your first time here? Well, I'm happy to give you your first experience in this restaurant and hope that I do well enough that you would come back again. Anything that fits to your taste? Our specials? Sorry, this is kind of awkward. I'm actually a new member on the Arby's team. I'm not aware of our specials. I'll call my manager over, who is more experienced, to help you out. I apologize.
Sugar!
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 Does there seem to be a problem here, sweet cheeks? You just want to know the specials, huh? Well, I appreciate your patience. Ari hasn't memorized the menu so well yet, so please excuse the slight wait there. I'll be happy to give you our specials. I would definitely recommend this for you, my dear. Ara Ara Arby's is known for serving our customers delicious double-stuffed sausage sliders, along with extra sauce and glaze, especially for cute guys like you. And as for sides, I'd recommend some nice, spicy, moist bites. Does this sound okay for you, sweetheart?
Okay, you really do know how to make it easy for us, okay? And what about his drinks?
Well, go on. Ask him. Let me oversee you. Let's see how well you're getting on with your customer service.
Oh, I'm getting nervous now. So, what can I get you to drink? Would you like a shake? Or one of our available big brandy drinks such as Sprite, Cola, Pepsi, etc.? Of course, Big Daddy. Okay.
Good job, Fari. Now, we'll be right back with your drinks. Sit tight.
Boss? Will I go and take the order from that guy sitting over there?
Sweetie, did you not hear? He ordered a side. Moist, spicy bites.
So, what is it that I have to do?
Remember our training session last week? Remember how amazing it felt when I slid my hot tongue all over and around your ears? I think you would remember with how much I made you moan and whimper that day. Playing coy again, Vari. There's no room for shame at this sleazy joint. Well, anyway, all you need to do is have fun with his ears for a little while. Sound easy enough for you?
So I don't need to do the sausage slider?
Of course not. No offense, but your chest really wouldn't be able to make the sausage slider thing happen for our customer. Though, if he ordered the extra thick buns, then I'm sure you could help there. There's always a next time.
None taken, boss. I'm just thankful that he didn't order roast beef. I don't think I'm ready to get my roast beef out yet.
Well, we need to get you trained on that too. You mostly got the job anyway due to your thick, juicy beef. I remember the first day you showed up for the interview. Your roast beef looked so warm and inviting. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. So, we've got to put it to use soon. You can't hide your assets from the world forever.
What?
I'll even do a taste test on you, if that would reassure you about how delectable your soft beef is. Okay, let's go give him the drink now. The ice cubes are nearly melting. It's so fucking hot in here.
Are you sure I'm ready for this?
Just follow my lead. All you have to do is lick his ears and say a few things, okay? I'll do most of the dirty work. Now, come on. Give him his drink now. Hello there, cutie. Here's your order. Sorry for a slight delay again with the drink. Take a sip and tell us how you like it. Is it good enough for you? Is this a complaint, sir?
Daddy, I don't know why you are mentioning anything about food. This is Arby's, not Arby's. The food Arby's is a few blocks out from here.
Well, this sort of confusion has happened quite a lot since we opened up here recently. But I can tell you that regardless of the mistake, most of our customers do decide to stay here after we give them their Ada Arby's order. Why don't you stay for a while? I promise you, you won't regret it.
Yes, our customer satisfaction is very high. But if you don't want your order, you can just pay for the drink and be on your way.
Okay then, my cutie patootie. We'll show you what this sleazy off franchise of Arby's is all about. Why the shocked face? You ordered a sausage slider, and I'm going to give you a sausage slider. Relax. Bari, can you take his pants down while I loop my tits up, please?
Yes, boss. So sir, now you are fully aware of what a sausage slider is. I have to ask you if I have your consent to go forward with this, and that I can take your belt and pants off. Great! Can you just sign right here that states that you give us consent to do this, and that we won't be liable for any trauma caused after this, or contracting a highly spreadable virus? Okay, thank you. I think we're good to go, boss.
Wonderful. Now, are you ready for your sausage slider, honey? That's what I like to hear. Now, I'm just going to rub some lotion on your sausage here as well. You know, a bit of glaze on there to help the sliding lotions. Over there, some on the bottom. Now, is that good for you? All looped up just right? Not feeling any tingles or burning on your dick or anything? That's great. That means I can begin now. Come on, Vari. Don't be shy. You need to do this at some point. Give him the moist, spicy bites right now. Make sure they're extra moist, just like I showed you. Don't be afraid to make them extra spicy either. Remember where you work, you little whore.
Yeah, yes, boss. Anything to please the customer. Right now?
You do want to keep your job, don't you? I showed you how to serve the moist, spicy bites last week, so there should be no confusion. So, go on. Pleasure his ears. Immerse him in the sensations of your sweet licks. From your moist tongue, tease him with spicy bites, and most importantly, get his cock hard and ready for me to serve him our infamous sleazy sausage slider. I'll get a head start. Okay. Time to treat our cutie like a king. Don't mind my trainee. Nice feeling. You look a little taken aback by all this. In a good way, though. Did you ever expect such a fat, heavy pair of tits sliding up and down on your cock like this? By the looks of how flustered and in ecstasy you look, I'll take that this is your first time doing anything like this. I usually don't do this, but I can't help myself from teasing such an adorable guy like you. I want you to loosen up those muscles for me. So, let me guide you into pleasure. Consider yourself very lucky. Looky here. Look at how trashy and slutty I look. Lolling my tongue out over your cock. letting my drool trickle down my face. And leak onto your cock. Don't I look like a cheap piece of meat? With my eyes crossed like this. Bidding for this sleazy restaurant. Making such a dumb, brainless expression. All while I engulf your throbbing cock with my huge looped up tits. You're so adorable being handled by this. Are we overloading your senses? Is this too much for you? You really are innocent. Seems like you bit off more than you could chew. Well, too bad. We don't do refunds. Your cock got even harder after I teased you like that. You little pervert. How are you liking the moist, spicy bites from Bari? Oh, your ears are sensitive. That is very valuable information for us. You heard him, Bari. Our special guest has sensitive ears. Stick your tongue deeply into his ear and kiss it even more intensely. Sensitive ears, huh? I'll be able to see if you're telling the truth or not if your cock gets a bit harder than it is now. Natural at this body, his cock got even harder when you give him the moister, spicier bites like I instructed you to. What a fun boy toy. Inexperienced guys like you are my favorite to play with. If only you had ordered the sausage bites with mayonnaise. Then I'd be bobbing up on your cock up and down, making sure every last inch gets licked by my soft, warm tongue. I'm thirsty thinking about sucking your hot comb out of those heavy balls. That's not what you ordered, so this sausage slider will have to do for now. Feeling your cock throb between my tits like this is... It makes me want to see you after my shift. You like an experienced cheap slut like me handling your dick, right, sweetheart? You love how shameless and filthy I am. Oh my god. I know you're close now. Your vibe changed. Ooh, you're about to make a mess. Looky here, Bari. Oh, pay attention. This is the kind of filth you signed up for when you applied to work here at this trashy hole in the wall. You little cock tease. With handling man juice. It suits you. That will be $20, please. Here, just stick it right into my cleavage. It's all nice and dry now. After my little assistant here obediently wiped away all your spunk. Thank you. Now, I do hope that you tip us very well, because after all the filth we pleasured you with, and the cleanup services that we just had to provide, I can tell today's visit was to your taste. Plus, a proper gentleman always tips working girls.
Well, thank you so much, sir. That's a lot. I hope I did really well. That was the first time I did a spicy bite order.
Oh, you handled it very well. Don't you worry. You sure did prove your cock-pleasing capabilities today. And the gentleman proved it with his generous tip. I think I'll be keeping you on duty now after your probation. Anyway, sweetie, thank you for stopping by at Ada Arby's. And I hope you stop by again or any of our other items we offer. It was a pleasure to serve you today. Go on. Let him know what we'll have next week, Vari. I think it might interest him to know.
Oh yes, for next week's specials, we have roast beef and cheddar. A little messy, but very tasty. My mouth is watering just thinking about it.
See how much my trainee moans in pleasure over our heavenly roast beef and cheddar order? Now that should give you an idea about how mouth-watering it is.
Oh my god. Oh my god, sir. Sir, you absolutely have to come back soon to try our roast beef. I promise you won't regret it. We're so desperate to serve it to you.
It really is something you don't want to miss. Our roast beef is tender, succulent, and overflowing with juices. thanks again for the tip, and we hope to please your tip another time.